Good evening, folks. This is the 3rd of October already.
Yeah. Wow.
Tuesday, 2017, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Welcome Committee. Take it away, Rhonda.
Well, the only information I really have right now is that I have been able to send out information in some small amount of emails to people to inform them about the call, what we're trying to do. And it's been going out to, I suppose I probably hit the first 112 people out of the 6,000 plus that belong to the NLA. Hopefully it will generate a few more people onto this call, both people who are new to NLA as well as those who are in the Welcome Committee, so that we can give them information and guide them into helping us. There's Robert and Dan and I have been here every week. Dan, I think this is the first time I've seen you here. Do you have any questions about what we're doing? Any suggestions?
Just need more time and need to get at it.
Right. Yeah, it's just the people that are members of the Welcome Committee getting on the phone and calling the new members, welcoming them and directing them to this call so that we can start with the education as far as the NLA site goes, how to use it, what benefits there are, getting on the civics course and the constitution course, and hopefully the other course, I think it's called the judiciary course, which I haven't been able to take yet either. Getting him on some committees so we can get our goals met. Other than that, I don't know what else a Welcome Committee is going to do.
Well, the main thing, is to call the new people and get them on this call.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll teach them everything they need to know about what's happening.
Yeah, that's my idea behind this. Like I said, the last 2 weeks, once I get a group coming on, I hope to go over each of the sections on the blue bar on the NLA site and at least get them acquainted with what's where and really push them getting into doing the three educational entities so that we can get them educated so that when time comes, we can all do what needs to be done.
Well, through doing it this way, they all get the same word. They all are taught the same, and we make sure that they have all the information, and we also find out what special skills they may have that we
right.
can use in committees or you know, might even be something new that we need to form if they've got the right skills, things
right.
that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah. And one of the things that I am going to ask on each call as new people come in, we all know what's what, is if people have been listening to or reading up and what their opinion is of people like Anna Von Ritz and the people that left Colorado, that type of thing, because those are all negatives as far as we're concerned. And I know there's a lot of people that, particularly with Anna Von Rich, are pretty well following her. Now, there is a guy, Keith Broders, that does the Constitution Club. He pretty well mirrors what we do. He seems to be just a little bit behind. When we do something, then I'll notice a week or two later he'll do that, or he'll...
Well, it depends on what it is. Some things he's a couple of days ahead of us, and other things he's a couple of days behind us.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he pretty well is in line with what we do, and I have had several email back-and-forth conversations with him, and he's just not willing to even look at another group to even find out what all it's about as far as the possibility of the two groups joining together.
Well, I'll tell you, I talked to him in person.
Okay.
And him and John have talked in the past.
Uh-huh.
And he thinks John is a very smart man, a very bright man, he called him. Mm-hmm. However, he didn't like how John was trying to be a dictator.
Oh.
And so he won't be involved because, as he says, in common law and as per the Constitution, authority comes from the bottom up. There's no room for dictators.
Right. And I do agree with that.
He wants nothing to do with us other than the fact that we can freely post on his forum on the Constitution Club. We can use the material that he puts out.
Right.
You know, it's all freely given.
Yeah, I've noticed several of our members that have posted information on his site.
Well, he allows that. And he's an ex-school teacher.
Does he not realize that in doing things the way he's doing them, he's in fact doing what he doesn't like about what John's doing?
Well, the thing is, his members have more say in everything.
Ah, okay.
He'll bring it up to his members and let them decide.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. It should be put to a vote.
And what he's writing a blog is what he's doing by putting this stuff out. It's just sort of a blog for him that people can take up and add to it.
And he was trying to get rid of it there for a while. I don't know if he still is.
Well, he is not trying to get rid of it. He is just taking more control of another part of it. Liberty Tree University or whatever they call it. And through that, he's teaching common law.
Oh, okay.
But it's part of the Constitution Club.
I haven't gotten into that.
But there is a lot of good information on his site, too.
Oh, yeah, I go to it. Well, I get emails from him all the time when they have...
Yeah, I get his newsletter all the time.
Right. Yeah, and then I will go to the site and see what's new and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's full of good information.
So it's... But anyway, you know, it can help us and we can help him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Some of our members have put information on there in their forum where they're all voicing opinions and you know, tell them things that have happened, that kind of stuff. So, blogging.
So, yeah, it's
well,
it's another
like
source.
Tonight's going to be a real whoopee night either, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Here's a whoopee for you. The website for the Empower Group is empowermovement.com.
Ah, okay.
And that's IN, India November, Power Movement.com.
Okay, I forgot the movement part.
Yeah, I just got called off because Gerard couldn't make it work either.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep, there it is, Empower Movement. Watch episodes 1 and 2 for free.
Right, right. That's where you want to go.
Well, I guess, you know, is there any thoughts on a strategy for getting the people in here?
Well, outside of emailing and calling the welcome committee members and as many new people as I can get to myself, it doesn't look like anything's happening. We really have yet to have any new member come on here. It's on the website. It's on the calendar. It's on the forum. So outside of blasting a big banner in the center of the NLA site when you first go on, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. I just emailed Gary Will today and asked him to send me his list since he supposedly went through all those lists.
I have a copy of that.
Do you have a copy of the list of the welcome committee members that are left?
Right. Yeah, I do.
Can you send it to me because I'm supposed to add them to the list to invite people to the Sheriff 7 o'clock Monday meetings?
Oh, okay. Sure.
So that'd be an easy way to get it done, yeah. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
yeah, John wants to get the welcome committee members in on Monday night at 7 so they can help support the new sheriff's drive.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to do a mass email to all of the state coordinators and or listed welcome committee members?
No, that's what I was doing piecemeal.
Oh, okay.
And Dan just told me I could do the whole bunch from the NLA site.
Yeah, she was unaware that she could send it from the NLA site to everybody all at once.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So did you get on the NLA site and give that a try yet?
No. No, he just told me that, 5 minutes ago, so.
Oh, I thought it came up last week. Okay.
Well,
it
came
I got
up
you.
That she could go in there, but she thought she had to take the information on send it off of her own system.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, Carl cleared you for that last week after the call. I talked to him. He put you on the list, so you're clear to run that. Should be no problem. If you have a problem, let me know, and we'll get it fixed right away.
Okay. All right. Do you know if you got the empty page so that I can put the script on there for the members?
He did not mention that.
Okay.
He's been working on the new website for John pretty much 40 hours a day.
Yeah, I hear that.
So, I'll have to remind him again, I think, because I gave it to him some time ago, and he usually keeps a long-running list and chalks them off as he gets a chance, but he hasn't come back on that one yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when he does, I have the script, so all I have to do is just transfer it over there.
Okay, refresh my memory. Do you need a new page on the Welcome Committee?
Right, I want one that Welcome Committee members only can
see. Okay, it has to be limited. Yeah,
so
we can fill it up. Yeah.
Yeah, so that I can give them information, instructions, a script, that kind of stuff.
Sometimes it pays to go check because sometimes Carl does those things and forgets to tell us he got it done.
Oh, okay.
Let me go check and see if he's done that. I don't think he has.
I'll get on there and take a look here.
Does not look like it.
Oh, okay.
Nope, there's just the regular members one, which comes up. That
okay,
welcome
so when I'm
that.
On here and I want to send to Everett the whole shebang, I'm going to directory. Oh, here we go, mass contact. That was what was missing last week from my...
Right. Yep.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I checked to make sure that came up. And that there's a lot of choices on that.
Yeah.
If you look. You can do all coordinators, all members, board of directors, civic course, constitution course, courtroom observers, committee of safety, or CPS, I mean federalistic leaders, grand jury administrators, coordinators, state coordinators, test email, just a whole pot full of stuff. Welcome
yeah.
committee members is on there, yep. So that between the welcome committee members and state coordinators and co-coordinators, you can hit them all.
Yep, yep, that. And I might even... pick on a few other people, too.
Yeah, that's fine. Anybody
yeah.
you can think of.
Yep. Okay, that sounds good.
Well, I just got some news that is good. Sam Tilly is being released from prison.
Whoa.
He cut a plea deal. Time served for obstruction for holding up a BLM truck.
Jeez. Must have been an important truck.
Does that give him a felony record so he can't have a gun? Or is that a misdemeanor?
Well,
because that would be their goal.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is something that we're yet to see. Ollie hasn't told me yet. That
I
probably wasn't brought
work.
Up in the deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But at least it gets him out to where he can be more effective in fighting outside.
Well, that's just a trumped up charge.
Yeah.
They should be paying him for the time they had him incarcerated.
Yep.
Well, they, the prosecutors, you know, they objected to Sam Tilly bringing up information from the Oregon trial, and they
right.
got the judge to rule against him being able to bring up that information. Well, then here recently, they were trying to take some of the stuff from the Oregon trial and use it against them.
Right.
And
yeah.
he found out about it, so he started raising hell about it and filed motion against them and all for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably getting rid of him.
Yeah.
yeah. Yep, he's a thorn in their side now.
Yep.
Yeah, after this big shooting in Las Vegas and stuff, my boss, I work for a doctor, he's looking at all this stuff on the internet yesterday as it was going on, and he was watching Fox News as they were reporting it, and he looked at me and he said, "You know that little thing that you carry?" And I said, "Yeah," and he said, "Well, you need to get a bigger one."
Yes, I agree. It's little.
Said,
you get rid of it.
I said, "Doc, I have a bigger one."
Amen.
I just don't wear it to work.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that's a good idea. So, as they say, Carl Malden used to say, "Don't leave home without it."
That's right.
Yeah. It's more important than your American Express card, for sure.
Yeah. Well, he tells everybody that works in the office, something happens, you hide under the desk, she'll protect us. Wait a minute.
Yep.
What if I'm not here? Then what are you going to
yep.
do?
Yeah. Then they're in a heap of hurt.
That's right.
Yep.
oh, I don't know. That's quite a deal out there, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's falling apart, you know. They had any number of shooters, and I think the guy they set up to take the fall was just a stooge. They probably killed him before they took him in there even. I don't know. What
well,
a mess.
I was just listening to, I forget which one of the sites. Now this stuff comes out, and then you find out later, of course, it's BS, and sometimes you find out it's true. Where this guy was supposed to have been part of Antifa, and Obama, when he was still in office, gave something like $7 million to the group that sponsors Antifa.
Right.
The taxpayers' money, mind you, not his own.
Sure.
He I see something where the supposed shooter shipped off a ton of money to someplace. I haven't had a chance to read it.
I haven't got a chance to read all my notifications yet tonight.
I listened to what was supposedly the local police net as it was going on. And one cop would be saying, oh, they're shooting over here on the west whatever gate or gate number 6. And then somebody says, I can see flashes coming out of, you know, the second floor, third floor, and then the 20 or 30 second floor and all over the building, you know, at different times. And then over by some other gate. So it sounded like 5 or 6 places they were shooting from.
Right. From
they
the
got,
airport.
You know.
Yeah, there were several different places. I was... one of our militia group was there and got a video from one of the Mandalay taxi drivers. Put it on our Facebook page. And it's only about 12, 15 minutes long. But you can see the red flash is the shot right about the fourth floor.
Yep.
And then later on you can see him coming from up higher, which I'm assuming is probably the 32nd floor.
Right. Yeah, it took the SWAT team 72 minutes, I heard on the radio the other day, to get up to the 32nd floor.
Wow.
72 minutes they were shooting people.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Well, they had to give Deep State enough time to shoot enough people.
Yeah, and then clear out and set up their stooge.
Huh.
They already had the stooge set up.
He's there waiting. Didn't realize he was going to not survive, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, surprise, surprise, he shot himself.
Yeah, right. I wonder if he shot himself twice in the back of the head like some of those other people.
Like everybody else does?
Yeah. Those are those double-barreled guns they've got now, you know?
I like those ones where he shot himself twice in the head.
Exactly.
In the back of my head.
That's hard to do.
That's kind of like Vince Foster, isn't it?
Yep, it is exactly like Vince Foster, and it's ruled a suicide by the idiot in charge.
Well, and then they dug him up, and we're going to do another autopsy on him, and then they lost the body.
Yep, the body disappeared. Guess what?
Yeah. Kind of like President Kennedy's brain.
Yeah, exactly. And his body, too.
See, they think us old folks forget that crap, and we don't forget anything.
We hear that. It sinks in.
The doctor that worked on Kennedy worked on me once.
Really?
Oh.
So you probably have part of Kennedy in you now.
Am I?
Which part did you get, Robert?
I don't know. I had gotten mugged. And my face got kind of kicked to shit, you know. I'd gotten hit in the back of the neck with a brick or something, and the lights went out. I was trying to defend myself, but I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And so I got a boot to the face a few times.
Wow.
And I ended up in the hospital, and he he took care of me for a couple of 3 days.
Should have been carrying that small
after.
Thing.
Pardon?
He should have been carrying that small thing.
Yeah, that was after Kennedy.
Was, yeah. Well, I would figure it was.
Yeah, that's. I'll tell you, I needed to have my little thing with me that
yep.
night.
It's a great persuader.
Yeah, it just becomes part of your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have trouble remembering to take it out before I go into a courthouse all the time.
That can get tricky.
I do not pay attention to anything that says that has a gun with a red line through it. I have yet to be stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been in a few courthouses with it in my pocket. Ones that don't have detectors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the courthouse here does, so I have to take it out then.
Yep.
But we've got a combination bar restaurant here in town that we usually do our meetings at. And they're a no zone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yep.
You notice we have Timothy in.
Yes. Welcome.
I see that. Yep.
I can't remember. Is Timothy a new person, or is he a committee member?
I don't know, but he's not talking. Hi, Timothy.
Oops.
Unmute yourself.
There he
goes.
There
you hear me? Hi.
I hear you.
No, I must be a new member. He's not on the committee list.
No. Which meeting is this, or conference is this?
This is the welcome committee.
Oh, I see. I can't keep track of what's going on.
Yep.
Well, you're welcome here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go to a committee meeting any night of the week now. Or two.
Absolutely. What are we still running on Wednesdays?
We have courtroom observer.
Yep. And then we have a ham committee before that.
Oh, that's right. The ham committee's still there. I finally got some instructions from some of the guys and learned how to program my ham and get it going.
Mm-hmm.
My little handheld.
Yeah, Bofang. Or L5.
You know, I just found out recently that here in my little town, they have an emergency ham radio club here.
Mm-hmm.
They're out practicing every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live in there's probably 220 apartments here in this group I'm in. And next door, there's probably half of that. And I went online and looked for ham licenses in this zip code. Oh, they're dotted all over these two complexes. So.
Well, that's a good deal.
Since I was getting instructions from the guys that knew what they were doing, I'd go ahead and take those.
Right.
Well, I don't have any more information. I don't know if you guys do or not.
No,
I would sure like to see you next week at 6 o'clock Pacific on this call. We run about 30 to 45 minutes. We're specific to the welcome committee, welcoming new members, introducing them to the NLA site and the different modes of education with the Constitution Club and the Civic Club, all those different things. And that's our goal, is to educate you. So we'd sure like to see you next week again.
And bring any questions you may have about anything on the website, anything you want to become familiar with and can't find. I know I even have trouble finding things on there, so it wouldn't be strange if a newcomer had a problem.
I definitely have problems now and then with it.
Yep.
Well, and you can bring new friends, too.
Yep. They don't have to be members, even.
Montana Dan, he's been with us for a long time, but if you got any questions, bring them with you to the meetings, Dan.
Thank you.
And bring some of your state coordinators, too, if you can, Dan. I know Avril used to come on the calls quite a bit when we were having them. Haven't seen her for a while.
She used to follow a lot of the calls.
Gardening business, so her season's getting slower now. She's
really
busy in the summer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right, Robert, if you want to close it out, you're more than welcome.
All righty.